As we enter the period of Advent, it's traditional to have a calendar countdown to Christmas. So here's a Celtic Advent calendar for the days leading up to Christmas Eve. Number 1. It's more than 130 years since Celtic first moved to the current Celtic Park and held their first game there. On the 20th of August 1892, the boys welcomed Renton to their new ground for a league game. It was an exciting game that ended 4-3 to Celtic and saw various firsts, including the first Celtic goal at the ground by Johnny Campbell, and sadly also Celtic's first sending off at the ground as forward Johnny Madden was asked to retire, as one newspaper later described it. Day 2. Celtic's first time winning both the league and Scottish Cup together came in the Lisbon season. The boys beat Rangers to win the League Cup and then overcame Aberdeen in the Scottish Cup, before going on, of course, to add the League and the European Cup and Glasgow Cup to their success. Celtic Advent Day 3. The Celts' first ever hat-trick, in fact, came in their first match. On the 28th of May 1888, Celtic took on Rangers at the original Celtic Park. Neil McCallum opened the scoring, and captain James Kelly was also on the score sheet too. But it was Tom Maley that took the plaudits with a hat-trick that gave Celtic a maiden 5-2 victory. Advent Calendar Day 4. 2020 was the year that Covid took over the world. It also saw the boys complete a remarkable quadruple treble. From 2016-17 until 2019-20, the boys won every domestic trophy that they entered, covering the League, the Scottish Cup and a League Cup. It was a phenomenal achievement, and one that it's hard to ever see being repeated. Celtic Advent Calendar Day 5. The boys' greatest ever number 5 was surely Billy McNeil. A centre half, he won a remarkable 1967 trophies. That is, one European Cup, 9 league titles, 6 league cups and 7 Scottish Cups. And of course, he managed the club to a centenary double too, as well as being most visually memorable for holding aloft the European Cup in Lisbon. Celtic Advent Calendar Day 6. Celtic's foundation happened on the 6th of November 1887. Led by Brother Walfred, a group of people went to St Mary's Church and then held a meeting nearby. The outcome was the establishment of Celtic Football Club, a club with an unbroken history ever since. Celtic Advent History Day 7. Of all the player numbers that excite Celtic fans, surely number 7 is the main one. This has seen such entertainers as Jimmy Johnson, Kenny Dalglish and Henrik Larsson, who've all graced this jersey in this number. Imagine if you could have all of them in the one team. Celtic Advent Calendar Day 8. Celtic's record for goals in one game came from Jimmy McGrory in 1928. Celtic hammered Dunfermline 9-0, and Jimmy McGrory managed to get an amazing 8 of these. What a fantastic player he must have been to see. Celtic Advent History Day 9. 9 will always be a special number for Celtic, given that they have twice won 9 in a row league titles. The boys did this first between 1966 and 1974, and then repeated this from 2012 to 2020. Celtic Advent History Day 10. One sad Celtic story concerns the number 10, Phil O'Donnell. The talented midfielder spent 5 years at the club, managing to win the league and the Scottish Cup. However, he died when aged only 35 whilst playing for Motherwell, and a special benefit game was held after this between those two sides at Celtic Park. Celtic Advent History Day 11. The Scottish League Cup first started in season 1946-47. Celtic's 11th time playing in the competition was very memorable, as it was the first time that they won it. In 1956, Celtic beat Partick Thistle after a replay to claim the trophy for the first time. Celtic Advent History Day 12. Celtic's 12th League Cup win completed the boys' first 21st century treble. In Martin O'Neill's first season, the boys won the league, the Scottish Cup and the League Cup. And since that day, there's been five more remarkable trebles since. Celtic Advent History, Day 13. The most goals ever scored in a Celtic game was 13. This came in the boys' first ever year. Celtic played Shettleston in the Glasgow Cup in October 1888 and won by a fantastic 11-2 scoreline. Celtic Advent History, Day 14. One fantastic number 14 for Celtic was Paul Lambert. A Champions League winner, he signed for Celtic in 1997 and immediately helped Celtic to stop Rangers' 10 in a row attempt. He won 10 trophies with Celtic and also played in the 2003 UEFA Cup final. Celtic Advent History, Day 15. The captain of Celtic's women team is number 15, Kelly Clark. She's been the most successful ever player to hold this role, leading the Celtic ladies to success in the League Cup, Scottish Cup, as well as the girls' first ever league title. Celtic Advent History, Day 16. In recent times, Celtic have completely dominated the Scottish League. It's hard to think of a time when they haven't. However, the longest they've actually ever gone without winning the title is 16 years. The boys won the league in 1938. However, the next time that the league flag would be flown at Celtic Park didn't come again until 1954. Celtic Advent History, Day 17. One of Celtic's often unsung Seville heroes was the number 17, Didier Agat. The speedy defender, or winger depending on the particular game, spent 6 years at Parkhead after arriving for a bargain £50,000 from Raith Rovers. He won 6 trophies with Celtic and certainly made his mark. Celtic Advent History, Day 18. Jimmy McMenemy was a very important figure in Celtic's history. Not only was he a goal-scoring forward, he also later became assistant manager for the boys. He holds a remarkable club record, having scored in 18 successive seasons for Celtic, starting in 1902-03 and going until 1919-20. Celtic Advent History, Day 19. Arguably Celtic's most famous ever scoreline is 7-1 versus Rangers in the League Cup final. Playing on the 19th of October 1957, the boys hammered 7 past their rivals to set what remains a British record final score. Celtic Advent History, Day 20. Celtic's 20th Scottish Cup win was in fact one of the club's most celebrated victories. In 1969, as part of their second ever treble, the boys beat Rangers 4-0 in the Hampden final. Goals came from McNeil, Lennox, Conley and Chalmers. Celtic Advent History, Day 21. The club's longest serving player, Alec McNair, wore the hoops for an amazing 21 years. As a defender, he signed for the club in 1904 and made his debut in September. His last game for Celtic came in 1925. Celtic Advent History, Day 22. The boys are known for their great goal scoring, and Celtic's record for an away league win came in 2022. Whilst visiting Tannadice, Celtic fired 9 goals past the Dundee United keeper, and this included hat-tricks from Kyogo and Abada. Celtic Advent History, Day 23. Of all Celtic's 21st century defenders, one notable fan favourite wore the number 23. PC Mikael Lustig. The Swedish fullback played at Parkhead for 7 years, winning 16 trophies, including 8 league titles. Celtic Advent History, Day 24. Celtic have played on Christmas Eve, December the 24th, on 15 occasions. The first of these was a 3-2 friendly win over Ferd Lanark in 1892, and the most recent a 4-1 league win over St Johnstone in 2022. When it comes to Christmas, have a very, very Merry Christmas. And if you want to learn more about Celtic history, you can follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X. Alternatively, you can take part in a free Celtic history walking tour. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.